And the no sweat news is here for you.
Boy, do we got some idiots today. U2 tickets on the line.
And this is all for U2 tickets for Sunday's show at the Madison Square Garden.
So that's Friday's No Sweat News quiz. You can win U2 tickets to the Garden. Uh-huh. How about that? All right.
So Dateline Pennsylvania for the first story, Dave. So many times we hear about carjackings being foiled because the person committing the crime can't drive a stick shift.
Ah, yeah.
This guy's got him one better.
Uh-oh.
This guy was stealing cars out of people's driveways. You know, some people stupidly leave their car keys in their car.
True.
Well, this guy was trying the driver's side door. He figured, boom, got the door open, found the keys, started it up, and couldn't pull off a K-turn in the driveway, so he had to abandon his efforts.
He couldn't do a K-turn.
Couldn't do the K-turn.
Okay, look. If you're going to be a car thief, maybe go to driving school beforehand.
According to the surveillance video, it looked more like a W-turn attempt. He finally... There was a car parked behind the one in the driveway. All he had to do was to be able to get the darn thing out, and he could have had himself a new SUV, but...
If this guy was a Fast and Furious character, that movie would be like 2 minutes.
Nothing. So, yeah, no K-turn.
Awful.
No car.
Okay.
Yeah, police have released the surveillance video, and so far no one's fingered the guy yet. Check this dude out in Scotland. Some guy got caught because he robbed someone's apartment because of his body odor.
What?
The guy's name is Barry O'Prey, and he robbed Ryan Boyd's apartment in Paisley, Scotland. And, I mean, listen to the stuff he stole. This is not cool. He stole his PlayStation 4,
no!
His Nintendo Switch,
no!
And a bunch of games worth $1,300.
That's terrible!
When Ryan came home, he said, wait a minute, where's my...
Uh-oh. Smells like Barry.
What's that stink?
That stink is Barry.
Turns out he remembered the stink from the guy who was sitting on the park bench in front of his house just that same morning.
That's
amazing. And when he realized his house had been robbed, he told the police, I think it's the guy with the nasty body odor. Oh. And that's how the cops fingered him.
And they got him.
Yeah, they caught him. It was his own stink that turned him in.
Barry is a bad person on many levels.
How about that?
But hygiene being maybe at the top of the list.
How about we catch a shower next time you commit a crime there, pal? <That's> And awesome. Our third and final story. Now, this guy is the dumbest of the three. Back on June 4th, David Menser robbed his fourth bank in Columbus, Ohio.
What?
Fourth bank.
Okay.
The fourth one was the Huntington Bank branch, and he told the teller he had a gun, that he wanted the money, and the teller gave him the cash. But David said, I want more.
Wants more?
So the teller, being a smarty that she said, oh, in order for me to get more money out of the big drawer over there,
yeah,
I'm going to need to see ID.
Please don't. Don't give her the ID.
David gave her his driver's license.
Okay, David. Some people are just not cut out for a caper.
And he now has been busted for robbing four banks.
And gets laughed at in jail.
Because it turned out the machine that she brought it to was the copy machine.
Come on, dude.
How fantastic is that?
That's great.
Dumbest guy on the planet.
Holy mackerel. It's amazing that some people try to commit crimes while being that stupid.
It's like the wallet inspector on The Simpsons.
Right. Oh, okay, I think you'll find everything in order here.
Yeah, right. Oh.
So, yeah, that dumb human being could very well win you tickets to see U2 on Sunday on our No Sweat News quiz on Friday.